Pussy when you got it.
We have now taken over your radio.
Slam Dunk with Quentin Denason.
Did I say duck?
I take off from two and then I throw it down. It's a slam dunk. This is the Full Court Press on Vision View Sports Radio. And we have our final 15 minutes of the show. I'm sure we've all been waiting. It's been quite an interesting show. And if you're only tuning in now, you seriously have missed out. Anyway, let's keep it rolling because this is the, I guess, the culmination of all the basketball activity that's been happening. And this tournament also took place above and beyond everything else with the launch of the Basketball National League last week. This Vail, the Vail tournament, TVT, happened out in Edenvale. And the founder of the Edenvale Lions Basketball Club, Brian Pinheiro, is in studio here with me, and he's been on the show a couple of times, so he's already a member of Full Court Press family. Welcome back, Byron. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Q. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, let's talk a bit about the Vail tournament. This is the second edition of it, and just sum up for anybody who was not there. You don't have to go through all the results. Just give us an overview of what the weekend looked like.
Okay, so yeah, so I think, I mean, for us, it's the culmination of what we've been working towards. You know, just to try and take a stand in the sport. We've always felt like it's very competitive. We got a lot of talent, so it was the culmination of that, essentially. Basically, we had eight teams, which was Alba, Soweto Panthers, Mofolo Griffins, Soldiers. That was Group A. Group B was Voltron, Randburg Rhinos, Corinthians, BWA, and JWSA Jumpers. So we had some very competitive group games. We ended up beating the champs of the tournament in the group, Panthers, and then unluckily went down to Rhinos in the semis, and then we had Panthers and Rhinos in the semis, and Panthers took it. We landed up beating Voltron for third and fourth. I mean, I feel like we've crossed that kind of we're at the cornerstone now, you know, and we've crossed that barrier to kind of going into a bigger space now, into changing the sport forever in South Africa.
So for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Edenvale Lions and what the premise of the club is.
Well, I mean, we've never taken any money out of the academy. That's the reason why we think we're different from other people. You know, we've never done it for the money. Yes, we want to grow the brand, have proper tournaments like the Million Rand tournament. But at the end of the day, it's been all about giving back, helping communities, helping people in the townships, bursary work. The kind of stuff that's sitting on our table now is going to change everything forever. We're sitting with nonprofits assisting us. We're sitting with the corporates coming to us saying now they want to build indoor courts with us. We're sitting literally in the pound seats. And I think at the end of the day, the kind of space we're headed into now, you know, this needs to be like looked at seriously. And basically, we want everyone to come along for the journey. Let's all do this together. Let's not play for like honor and pride anymore. Let's continue that, but let's add the money in. Let's organize things correctly going forward.
So for some corporates or for guys like Zanele who might not know who Edenvale is, where is Edenvale? What leagues do you play in?
So, I mean, this has been the issue since the beginning. We've wasted a lot of energy, time and money, you know, supporting leagues and structures in the sport that we don't feel have been correctly structured. And we feel we want to head up the front of that to say this is how you organize a tournament without any money taking out of our own pockets for the love of the game. We want to say this is how you organize a tournament where the prize money is at least 25K. That's the least it can be for the winning team. Otherwise, we're playing for fun. And we don't feel that the talent and the stuff we're seeing on the ground should be fun anymore. We feel like we should be competing at the top of Africa and then competing with the guys like further on, you know, down the line internationally. So at the end of the day, if you're looking at Africa, for example, I mean, you have the big countries and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we feel that, you know, there should be a proper national team put forward. We feel that the sport should take off now, you know, and that we should have the government stepping in, the corporate stepping in, building proper stadiums, not stadiums where you're going to have a couple hundred people. We need to take this thing to the level of the states or whatever it is if we're going to compete on that level.
So part of your work is to build a sponsorship model that people can look at So community-based club, first of all. Second, a sponsorship model that can possibly be replicated. And then to host a tournament that consistently gives out money for participation or you, like you said, that takes it to the next level. Are those, is that in summary more or less what the club and what you are about at this point?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot around that.
Yes.
You know, we need to pay the
summarizing.
Players.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to pay the players firstly. So we're done with our contracts, our constitution, everything now. So the players need to be paid. That's the first thing. A corporate can either sponsor a player or they can sponsor the whole team. Right. So when a sponsor, and that's also why we feel we're different, is because we've got organized business structures behind us. If there's no business behind the sport, we're wasting our time. Let's talk. Let's put down contracts. Let's start talking about serious business. Who gets what? And then you got to stick to what you put down. That's the most important thing, is the honor, the truth behind this thing, and taking it seriously at the end of the day.
There's a larger discussion that possibly needs to happen from an administrative perspective, but the idea sounds really great, and I'm speaking overarching and with knowledge here, right? So let's talk about your plans. Now, there critics and advocates will tell you that there were no women competition this year, right? And I put out on social media a little bit earlier that you have ambitions of hosting a tournament with R1 million prize money, and you hope to do that next year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we always try and aim high. So every year we kind of have one big goal that we feel is probably impossible. And then if we don't make it all the way, we kind of land on the stars. So we've also got a big kind of thing. I chatted to NBA Africa about this as well, bringing out the golden oldies from America, you know, coming mm-hmm. here to play the Lions. But I mean, like, yeah, that is the plan. Even if it's not R1 million prize money for the winning team, R1 million tournament, definitely. But that's what we're pushing for. We're speaking to the corporate saying, cover the winning team. Let's just have that bar set out aside. And then I think the rest is the rest will fall into place. We need the media contracts done. We need a lot of big people behind us. We need the big families in the country. We're doing this for the country. We're not doing this for us. That's why we started this thing from the beginning. Those roots are still there. So if we all come together, then we can make it happen, and we can make it a professional thing. And then what we're putting in, and the professionalism and the talent on the ground, is actually going to show in our bank accounts. That's what we really care about at the end of the day. And then it's about the way you spend the money. Are you going to put it back into the sport? Are you now going to show that you actually love the game? Because a lot of people are saying they love the game, but do they really love the game? That's my question I'm asking.
Okay. I mean, the first part and the premise is a lot of people go into professions to make money. So there's nothing wrong with the money paradigm. And in fact, if you can get paid for your passion, then you're on the right track to it. So you're thinking initially, I think there's nothing wrong with it. And I like the fact that your goals are, as they say, BHAGs, your big, hairy, audacious goals, you know, scary. They should invoke some emotion. We will, of course, continue the discussion around this, but I just wanted to understand, do you have plans to have, because again, women's basketball is neglected in this country, and that's why I have women's coaches in here too, because they are just as passionate and they serve the game just as well. There was no women's competition at your tournament this year. Is there a view that you're going to scale it up in a way that is representative?
Yeah, so I think with this tournament, it's kind of like the turnaround point. Like I said, everyone's coming to us now, which is a bit different than how we've been functioning before. So actually, we're starting a women's team now. A whole bunch of women have come to us. There's already been talk around this. We've been opening up the floor. We've been telling people. We've had women along the way, but we haven't had enough to open up to a women's team. Even the juniors. There was only the Lions and the Cubs before. Now we've got under 14 team, under 16 team, under 18 team, plus the seniors, plus the women now. And one thing I just want to mention about the TVT tournament, we beat these big South African teams with high school kids. Yes, we had a couple of bigger guys in the team that have been playing with us. But like I've been telling people, we've never paid for a player. This is pure love for the game. It's pure mm-hmm. family. That's when you can, when all of the different elements come together, good coaching, good structures, good players. That's why the sport is going to see miracles going forward.
Right. I'm here for the growth of the game, and I'm here especially because of the community element. How much of the Edenville community is behind what you're doing?
Basically, a lot of it. Hey? A lot of the people have gotten behind us. Like I said, the guys like Build It, Big Link, Language Lady, Mardom, Auto Electrical, all the companies that sponsored the TVT, the companies that have been with us from the beginning, your John Dory's, all that side of town. Like, we're looking to say, look, basketball, the future's in the East Rand. That's what we're putting out there. So a lot of people, a lot of youngsters are behind us. We recently won the EBA. We took two titles recently. with the under 18s.
So you are playing in the district leagues out there in the
We're conquering. No one can touch us with these little youngsters. So that's what I'm saying. Once things become serious now, imagine what's going to happen to the game. So I'm putting it out there as a challenge to say, let's host proper tournaments. If we're going to play in a league, let's play for 500K. Let's play for 50, 100K at least. Otherwise, we can't. It's not sustainable no longer. We can't say the sport is semi-pro or it's not going to work anymore. We need to be at the forefront of what we're doing. Otherwise, it's a waste of time.
If anybody doubts your passion, they should see what's happening here. Hopefully, it comes through in your voice and what you're saying. And Byron, we're coming towards the end of the show. It's the last minute, so I'm going to say thank you for coming through and sharing your vision, and also the growth of your club and the Vale tournament. So we will continue to support from wherever we can, and I don't see anything wrong. And if you get it right, it's going to be amazing, and a lot of people are going to jump on behind. Like they always say, it's a lot easier said than done, and no one knows that it can be accomplished until it actually is. So looking forward to seeing how your journey unfolds, and we'll be here from that perspective. So thank you for coming through.
And Q, just the last word, I always say this, we always need to humble ourselves. You guys are the guys that actually our heroes when we were young, yourselves, all of that. That's why we're doing it because we fell in love with the game and you guys paved the way for us. So we're doing it for you guys, we're doing it for ourselves, for God. That's the reason we're doing it. There's no other reason behind it. And that's why I keep saying, if we stick together, yes, on the court, it's war. Off the court, if we don't start having serious conversations and doing things together, we're not going to make it.
Well, hopefully this sparks some guys to have those conversations with you. And you'll find him, Byron Pinheiro, if you search for him on social media. And also if you search for the Eden Vale Lions, the basketball club and academy, you'll find them online. And hopefully someone will. This will spark an idea, whether in your own community or to get behind them. That's where I have to close off the show now, because otherwise I'm impeding on the next incumbent here at Vision View Sports Radio. For you, those of you who have taken the time to listen to me this week, thank you very much. We continue to try and grow the game in its various facets and with stories that need to be told. You remember that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so you gotta stay low and keep firing, because we only get one shot at this thing called life. Be blessed, be safe, and wherever you are, just I'll catch you courtside.
Vision View Sports Radio remains proudly African and deeply rooted in sport.